Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Brandon Culpepper, who is VP of Sales for the specialty rug business with Mohawk Home. Brandon, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad you could spend a few minutes with our audience. You're in High Point, North Carolina, I think just past the midpoint of that interior furnishings show. And I wanted to talk to you about that. As you look at the show and compare it to other years, how's the attendance, the tone, that kind of thing?
The attendance has been very good. The tone is very upbeat. We were a little bit concerned yesterday because we had some bad weather. A lot of rain came through here. Luckily, I think it kept people inside shopping, which was good. So we've had a lot of appointments, a lot of drop-in business that's come by. So we've been very pleased with that.
All right. So, you know, we've all been talking about the weather lately. Tell me, are people talking about business conditions, and what are you hearing about that?
The weather really did a number on everybody's business in the first quarter, particularly people from the Northeast and the Midwest. It's put most people in a position where they're really pushing to have a great second quarter. And I think it's interesting that you got this combination of a challenging first quarter, but they're still very upbeat and positive about what they see for the year. You know, we're in the same boat. We had a challenging first quarter, but a lot of great positioning on programs that I think will lead to a great year, but we just got to really follow up and push hard through really between now and the end of the year to make it all happen. But in general, upbeat, although the first part of the year was definitely challenged by weather for sure.
Yeah. Now, this show does bring between 70,000 and 80,000 people, doesn't it?
It does, and you can see that it's a small town, but there's a lot of added people. Reminds me, I grew up in Athens, Georgia. It's a lot like Athens on a game day weekend in the fall. You've just got a lot more people that are there than the infrastructure can hold very comfortably. So you feel it for sure in High Point.
Yeah, you know, I think they came up with the name of High Point because a long time ago it was the highest point on the little railroad there. But, I mean, it's a little town of 80 to 100,000 people, and this show brings 70 to 80,000 people, so it's difficult to get a room, isn't it?
It is. We end up having to stay normally in Greensboro. And I was telling a friend this morning, it's interesting, we actually paid more for our hotel room in Greensboro than we did in Manhattan for the New York show a couple of weeks ago. So evidently a lot of people here and bidding those hotel rooms up.
Yeah, this is an interior furnishing show. It's now owned by the same people who own the World Market Center in Las Vegas. So talk about the dynamics between the show in Vegas and this show and what the differences are or what the similarities are.
Las Vegas got started around a decade ago or whenever that was. Mm-hmm. It really, there was a lot of question about how home furnishings would be shopped. High Point had always been the center point, the leading, you know, place to do that. And then when Vegas came on the scene, I think they had a strategy to really compete with that and try to become the market for it as well. And ultimately, we've come up with this scenario where you've got a 1-2 punch. The strategy is to get the East Coast and some of the Midwest people here. And so there's a focus for that that is seconded by what's going on in Vegas that is mainly a West Coast show with some Midwest attendance. So I think they kind of work together. We definitely feel that we have to be at both.
I guess we should talk a little bit about the fact that Shaw Living has exited the market. That kind of leaves a hole. Who's filling that hole?
We're trying our best to fill it. I'm sure a lot of my competition is too. Shaw Living, a lot of great people, great products, a great market share, a lot of good partnerships, and a lot of those partners are looking around to fill those programs up, and so we're doing our best to provide answers there. Again, a lot of competition for that, but it's definitely a focus and something that we're trying to do to capture some growth this year.
Okay, so as we look at the area rug business, you come to this show, I think, with several brands. Obviously, you are Mohawk Home and you're Karastan, which many people know. Karastan is one of the best brands in the business, comes from the Marshall Field days, woven wool rugs that last forever. And you also are using now the American Craftsman name, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
What is Mohawk doing to differentiate itself?
One of the things that we're trying to do is meet the customer where they are right now, the customer being the end user, the consumer, and help our partners to do that. And, of course, right now, consumers want value. They want fashion. They want to have an understanding of where their product is made, who made it, how it was made. They're driven that way because they've got access to instant information via the Internet. There's a constant drumbeat of how do I get my product quickly? How do I get things that are of value based from our customers? And so we've tried to offer some things in the way of fiber that are different in the rug business. We're tying into what's happening over on the Broadlands side with the Smart Strand initiative that got started over there a few years ago. Now it's made its way into the rug side. We're also now using Everstrand, which is recycled bottles for PET polyester that makes a wonderful area rug product. We're doing some things with nylon and also polypropylene to differentiate itself from the rest of the market. And I think it tells a great value story, and it also makes our product less of a commodity because there's no apples to apples comparison.
You know, when Shaw exited the business, it was very, very hard to compete against the imports in this business. So what you're telling me is that what Mohawk's doing is that you're using your fiber story to differentiate yourself kind of on the performance side to say, listen, you know, this is why you need to buy the Mohawk rug, because it's got these performance fibers in it.
Exactly. And we're spending a lot of time and effort and money to develop these fibers and also to tell the story. I think, you know, as this year unfolds, you'll see those branded fibers come to the forefront in our marketing. So that, in addition to the fact that we can service it, it's all domestic, and when you need it, you're going to get it. I think that's a winning formula.
Okay. So what's the hot item now in area rugs? I mean, I know outdoor is a factor. Are people moving back up into buying an heirloom rug? What's the sweet spot with rugs right now?
All that you just mentioned, I think that outdoor is a big growth part of the market. Everybody in retail is interested in growing that side of their business, and, you know, outdoor furniture continues to grow. As far as higher end rugs, Karastan is, over the past couple of years, we've really added a lot of different qualities into the Karastan brand, all the way from Smart Strand and nylon up through the more traditional wool products. So it's a more well-rounded brand. In our retails, that used to be up over $1,000 for a 6x9. Now go all the way down to about $400.
Yeah.
So it's much more well-rounded. Well, now we see a need to really refurbish and add in to the high end. So we're launching a big initiative right now internally with our product development people and our design team to bring a lot of new high-end product to market. So in June, July, August, September, the market will see new Axminster product from us. And that's been something that's been needed, and we're excited to really push some innovation through the Eden facility up in North Carolina,
because
that's where all that's made. And so that's a big initiative for us right now.
Yeah, I think that's a smart initiative, because we've all seen what Dixie's products have been able to do, and they aim to the upper end, and it's doing really well. All right, Brandon, well, thanks again for updating us on the market and on what's going on with Mohawk Home, Mohawk's area rug business. Again, we've been talking to Brandon Culpepper, who's VP of Sales for Mohawk Home Specialty Rug Business, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.